Okay, so we're holding Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach in the beginning of Hilchos Rechilus. Sif Vav, we just finished. That in Sif Vav it says, even if the person is begging you, the boss is begging you, tell me what it was that this other worker said about me. And even if the boss says he's going to fire you because of that, if you don't tell him, nevertheless, you're not allowed to, even if, unfortunately, it's a question of losing your job. Then the Chofetz Chaim continues in Siv Zayin, Ubefrat, which is on page Reish Aleph, Ubefrat, Imal Yidei Minias HaSipur, Lo Yagia Lo Yehezik Momen. And surely in a case where if you don't tell, you won't lose your job. Rag Divrei Cheirufin V'Gidufin Ba'alma, they're going to curse you out. They're going to embarrass you, belittle you because of that. But Vade also, in such a case, is for sure forbidden. And you shouldn't worry about it. The person should know that because he took the beating and didn't tell and didn't snitch on the other person, so he's going to be considered an Oyave Hashem, those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, upon of Ya'iru Ke'or HaShemesh, and his face will shine like the sun. Kama Sh'amru Chazal, HaNe'alovim Ve'enim Ro'elvin, those who are embarrassed by others but they don't respond, Shoymin Cherposan Ve'enim Yeshivin, they hear people being Mecharif them, belittling them, embarrassing them, they don't respond, Aleim HaKosevoyimer Ve'oyavov K'sheish HaShemesh B'Gurasa, those who love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they will be like the sun when it comes out in all its might. That's talking about that a person stammed as a guy, a wild guy who's embarrassing him. But surely if the reason why you're taking it is because the Torah gave you such a commandment and you're just taking it, in such a case, for sure, that you're going to be considered an Oyave Hashem, somebody who loves, who Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. So Chofetz Chaim says, so what should you say? What should you say if the guy says, what did this guy say about me? Totally bazeh. If he has a way not to lie, but also it shouldn't be rechilus, you should say that. In other words, you can tell him one of the good things that he said. You know, he said this about you. I promise, this is what he said. But vim hu meivin shechaver lo yikavel zeh l'tshuva. But if the friend understands that he's not going to believe that I'm sure there was much more. There was too much of a glee in his eye for that to be what he said. So in such a case, vim hu meivin shechaver lo yikavel zeh l'tshuva, then muta loyma sheka gomer b'nei hashalom. You're allowed to even lie b'nei hashalom. In other words, to save yourself from being over an Isur Rechilus, because if you'll tell what the guy said, you're going to be causing a machlekes, you're going to cause that there's going to be hatred. In such a case, you're even allowed to lie and say a whole different story. But that would not be a heter if the guy says, you swear you're telling the truth? So that it wouldn't be a heter. Now why not? So it's not so simple, why not? But the Chofetz Chaim says, first of all, Alpi Roiv and Tezvav, he says, Alpi Roiv, Yochel Ishtamute Minei Bozeh. Because Alpi Roiv, you can get away with it. Even if your friend says, do you swear? You can say, I never swear. And even if he can't get out of it, he doesn't want to believe him. That if he swears that what he said is the truth, he'll be appeased. So he says, if you don't see that there's going to be a true loss to the other person, you know, the person will be upset, but it's not going to be a true loss to happen to the person. So then he says, it's for sure osur. Dal karchach leyomru rak demuta l'shanes b'mei hashalom. All they said is that you're allowed to say something different. But you're not allowed to swear falsely because of that. But it's not so poshut. He says, And even he says, what happens if Taka, the guy's going to lose his job. If I tell the truth and say this is what the employee said about you, the boss, he lost his job. Forget it. So Meli is going to have a hefset bora. In such a case, is he allowed to swear? So he says, Tzorich yun godel anias daitim zem mikvashu asayinsim. Ayin biyordes ibn reish lam beis vagayin sham. Now he says, it's a tzorich yun. Now it's because we know that if the Gemara says that if, let's say, the anas is coming and saying, you know, is in, and the Yid says, don't take that stuff, that's truma, that's holy stuff, you eat that, you're going to die. Even if it's not true, and even if he swears, so we say that's a shvuas einsin, because he doesn't mean it with his shvua, he's just forced into it because of the hefset. So the Chavetz Chaim is clearing over here, maybe Taki, you're allowed to be mishaneh because of that, because this other person is going to lose. But he says, tzorichim gadol, so we'll have to look up. He tells us to look up the Ardea, Reish Lamed Beis, so we'll have to do what he says.
It might also be talking about the person who's taking the shvua, that if he's forced to swear because he loses his job.
Yeah, he doesn't say that. He's talking about the gab of the other person. Really? So I'm not sure if that's the point. The da, Chavetz Chaim continues. Even if he doesn't say mefurish, who's the person who said it? Raku misapele stam. In other words, you don't say who said something not nice about you. But you tell a story, you tell it enough that now he is able to figure it out from something else. Or he knows what was said. And he doesn't know who said it. And he says, want to know who said it? It's the big guy who said it, right? So you say that, so in such a case also, it's Gam Kenosa, of course, that's going to be in Isra Chilos, because you don't have to say Levate Bisvasayim, but when is this month? 6 or 6:35?
6:05.
Okay. So V'chenosa L'sapar Chilos Derech Rambos, and also you can't say it in a cunning way, V'hu. He knows that Beryl once caused this person a problem. And they fought about it. And now I would like to, I don't like Beryl too much. I'd like to get this guy also not to like Beryl. And he just recalls back the old fight that there was. He doesn't mention who the fight was with, but he just reminds him about the old fight that happened. And now the person chaps, oh, that was that time that Beryl got me really upset. So in other words, he's saying this is not like an avak of rechilas, but this is mamash rechilas. And it's a chiddush. In other words, you're not telling him any new information. You're just refreshing his memory about something that somebody did against you. That also is considered rechilas gemuna. V'da'oid, de'ein chilik b'isa rechilas, it doesn't matter if you write it or you say it. And there's no difference if you say that Beryl said that you're a bum or you said that you sell junk, that your schayr is junk. Because the Maisa, by saying, even talking about his merchandise, you're going to now cause him to be upset. That's what he says about my goods. So that's also considered the Iser of Rechilus. Even though I said something not nice about an inanimate object, that doesn't change the Iser of Rechilus. So we start Be'ezes Hashem Yisvarach, the second ninth of Hilchus Rechilus in Klal Beis. So he says, also L'saper afilu b'fnei yochid v'kolshkin b'fnei rabbi. You're not allowed to say Rechilus even in front of one person, as you can't say, you know, Beryl said this about you, and you can't say it in front of other people also. In other words, don't get mistaken from that Gemara of Apiklasa. Afilu avak rechilus, gam ken osa l'saper b'chol gavni. Whereas even if you say something which could be interpreted both ways, also it's forbidden, so he'll explain it now. Afilu madibah shalei shemesaper le'masham v'plein yolo v'yesh le'shnei ponim. And even if what you say could be interpreted two ways. Now, as Beryl said this about you, Beryl said that your house, you always have a fire going, like the Gemara's case. If you said it in a way implying that this guy is a fresa, there's always food cooking there, he's always eating, then for sure it's forbidden. And even if you say it in a way which is more mashma, that you're not saying something negative. But let's say this guy who hears it, he always has a negative feeling about people. He always will always take the negative side of what a person says. Im hu makir es tivoy shel ze hasheni shehu ish nirgon, that he's a nirgon, which means haynu shehu dan es chaver lekaf choyv tamid, he always judges a person not favorably. V'chol ma shechaver oisem b'daber hu oimer shekivin rak l'snagid lo v'zeh, and anything a guy says, he always interprets, oh, he said that because he wants to get me upset, or he said that he means to make fun of me. If he's that kind of a person, k'mo shekos v'shari tshuva. Well, let's say the guy doesn't like him. And if the guy doesn't like Beryl, whatever he tells over, whatever Beryl is going to say over, he's always going to interpret in a negative way. So then, of course, it's going to be considered a problem of Rechilas.